Spirit. Do it with all of your best ability, as if the Lord himself were going to come behind you and inspect you. And when you do it to those exacting standards, can I tell you, you ain't ever got to worry about it not being good enough for man when you make it good enough for God. Because God is the one who's going to promote you for your patience and faithfulness in service. And so the writer of Hebrews is encouraging them, listen, that you have need of patience after that you have done the will of God, you're going to receive the promise. Why? Because God is faithful. Verse 37 says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. He said, I'm just trying to tell you, payday is coming soon. Be patient. He said, because I need you to realize that the one that you're looking for, the one who's going to reward you, the one who's going to inspect your labors, he's coming and he will not tarry. Listen to this. Now the just shall live by faith. I love this word. Now the just shall live by faith.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Apostle J.L. Broadnack returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
Because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. When I saw the opportunity, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday.
Hallelujah. Now this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
I have a lady here that's going to give a word of testimony of a miracle that happened in her life. One of the first times she saw Apostle Broadnecks a number of years ago. And I didn't know this until just a few weeks ago. She was here and she shared this awesome testimony with us. She was new to our church. Well, I'll just let you tell it, okay?
Well, actually, I was driving down the road and I hit the button for the radio was on, and I hit off because I had a terrible song on and I was trying to change my life around, and I hit I hit the AM radio, and Pastor Broadnecks was on, he was on the radio, and he was just talking about miracles, and I needed a miracle really badly. I needed a healing miracle in my body, and I said, I have got to meet that guy. And so I found out where you were at Full Gospel Church, and I came that week, and I remember he called me out, and he said, woman of God, stand up. And I remember looking behind me. I didn't know who he was talking to because I had, you know, wasn't walking right with the Lord. Anyway, long story short, that night, he said, I know somebody in here can make an offering of $1,690, and I had never, ever, ever made an offering like that ever in my life. And I'm a single mom, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go, and I'm going to do that. And I did it without even thinking about it. I said, no way, I'm going to do it, because I really believe God's going to give me a miracle. So I was so excited about it. So 2 weeks later, I received a gift 7 times back in money. So $1,690 times 7 times back to me, and I was not expecting it at all. And
about $10,000?
Yes, it was over $10,000, and it was just before Christmas, and I...
Unexpectedly,
and I said, I said to God, you're listening, and I'm going to follow you, and I'm not going to give up. Well, so Pastor Broadnecks was the inspiration for me doing that, and then all of these things started happening after I started tithing and offering and believing and coming, and I did get my healing miracle. It was 2.5 years later, but I got it, and it was all started here.
Now that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. This is your apostle of prayer, James Broadnecks. And I tell you, I am just excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. You know, as I was listening to those praise reports and I began to look back in retrospect, down memory lane, you know, and just thinking on Brother Ken, how that he and his wife both had six-figure income jobs. They was doing all right. And then they began to set under this anointing, under this prosperity blessing anointing. And now they have left their six-figure income jobs, and they are owning and operating their own business. That is the power of God. And then I think about Sister Butler, how God blessed her financially and healed her, and how that the doctors told her that there was no cure. It was incurable. But she said, under my teaching, and I tell you, Jesus Christ began to work in her life. And I told her, take, you just stand on the promises of God, and God shall heal you everywhere that you hurt. And I want you to know that through her standing on the promise of God, her blood was purified. Doctors was amazed. They said it was nothing but a miracle from Almighty God. So I'm here today to let you know I believe in miracles. And I believe that when we stand on the promises of God, and believe that promise, believe that word of God, God will cause that word to manifest in our life. I want to give you that personal invite to meet us this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for a powerful divine worship experience right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. All roads, all streets will be leading right here to this address. And I believe that everyone that walked through those doors on Sunday morning, you're going to experience the power of prayer and faith and prophecy. That's right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. All this week we've been talking about and teaching about how to stand on the promises of God. And I shared with you this week, and I'm sharing with you now, these four keys. When you go after the promise, you got to work these four keys for that promise to become reality in your life. And I begin to tell you about key number one: you cannot be weak in faith. And I told you about key number two: you cannot stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. And I told you about key number three: you got to be strong in your faith. And when you're strong in faith, you give God the glory and the praise. You're not complaining, you're praising God. And that's when you are strong in your faith. So those are the three keys right there that we work with this week. You cannot be weak in faith. You cannot stagger through unbelief. You must be strong in faith. Well, James Broadnax, what is key number four? And when you get to key number four, it's manifestation time. It's kind of like putting the water on the stove, you know, when it's cold. But then after a while, it begin to warm up. And then after a while, it get to 211 degree. And then 1 degree makes the difference. At 212, the water start boiling. Manifestation. So what I'm saying to you that are listening today, that when you hit 212, that's manifestation. Now I have shared with you these four biblical keys how to get that promise of God to become reality in your life. Someone asked me, they said, James Broadnax, how did you get prosperity and blessings to manifest in your life? And I told them these words. It was nothing but the Word of God. I studied the Word of God. I contemplated on the Word of God. I meditated on the Word of God. And I meditated on the promises of God. So that was a time in my life that I needed money. Money for the ministry. Money for my family. And I began to study the biblical blessing secrets of the Bible. And I began to meditate on the promises of God. And, you know, when I found that Job 36, verse 11, oh, did I stand on it. And it says, if you obey and serve God, you should spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasures. I began to stand on that promise. Then I came over to Isaiah 119, and the Word of God said, if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. I didn't stop there. I came over to Psalms 35, verse 27, and I began to meditate on that Psalms 35, verse 27 that says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasures in the prosperity of his servants. You see, so it was not that it happened in my life by accident or coincidence. Oh, no. It was by the Word of God. And one thing we must admit, God is no respecter of person. Hear me, but he is a respecter of faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God.